And as Zimbabwe waits to see who its leader will be, people in Iraq are talking about the leader they have. The prime minister's name is Nouri al-Maliki, and he's getting mixed reviews for an effort to seize control of the Iraqi city of Basra. U.S. officials say they are pleased that the prime minister finally sent in his troops after Shiite militias that dominate the city. They're pleased that he tried anyway, but after the effort ended in an embarrassing ceasefire, the military questioned the way that the Iraqis went about this. That leaves some analysts saying the U.S. may have to re-examine its commitment to the leader who is supposed to get Iraq ready to stand alone. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
When he became Iraqi prime minister nearly 2 years ago, Nouri al-Maliki was seen as the compromise candidate, the guy everyone in Iraq who had power could agree on. He wasn't known for making any bold policy moves, so it seemed out of character when Maliki last week suddenly launched a security operation in Basra, aimed at regaining control of the city from Shiite militia and criminal gangs. Maliki installed himself in Basra to oversee the offensive and promised to fight to the end. President Bush was quick to praise Maliki, calling it a defining moment for Iraq.
The decision to move troops, Iraqi troops, into Basra talks about Prime Minister Maliki's leadership.
Analysts here in Washington say that decision revealed Maliki's weaknesses. He pressed ahead without enough military intelligence or troops, giving the U.S. very little notice of his plans. The offensive quickly began to unravel, threatening to undo recent security gains in other parts of Iraq and forcing the U.S. and Britain to help defend Iraqi security forces. Michelle Flournoy, the president of the Center for a New American Security, a defense think tank, says Maliki took it for granted the U.S. would come to the rescue if needed.
And that's exactly what happened. But I've got to assume that both people in the administration and our military commanders on the ground are quite disturbed and frustrated by how he handled the situation.
Still, U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker, put a positive spin on Maliki's decision.
This is something that everyone has said they should do, that they should stand up, take decisions, take actions, show that they're ready to do the hard things. Well, they did just that. And while it certainly wasn't a perfect operation, neither by any means was it a failure.
But the outcome in Basra is widely viewed as having weakened Maliki and, by extension, the U.S. efforts in Iraq. Stephen Biddle with the Council on Foreign Relations says Crocker and the U.S. military commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, will have to tell Maliki in unambiguous terms that the U.S. will not tolerate any similar unilateral action in the future. At the same time, Biddle says the U.S. has to understand that Maliki has his own agenda.
This is a government that has its own interests that do not coincide with ours. Maliki is not going to either become our friend or our enemy. He's a guy in the middle of a tug of war with domestic opponents and allies pulling him one way, the Americans pulling him the other.
Biddle says the U.S. could, but often doesn't, use financial, logistical, or military leverage to rein in the Maliki government. Wayne White is a former State Department analyst and currently adjunct scholar with the Middle East Institute. White says the U.S. could engineer a coup against Maliki, but it may be better just to let the political process play out.
There's been a tendency in U.S. dealings with Iraq to overestimate U.S. clout, and maybe the U.S. doesn't need to do anything. The U.S. essentially played a very, very significant role in dumping the previous prime minister, Jafari, for Maliki, and look what it's got them.
The CFR's Biddle says the U.S. would likely develop a strained relation with any Iraqi leader because of the political structure there.
I think anybody else who'd end up in that office would have the same set of problems Maliki has. They're still going to face the problem that this is a deeply factionalized society with a winner-take-all political history.
Biddle says without an obvious option, the U.S. can only continue to work with Maliki and hope for no more sweeping, unilateral military operations. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.